Believers Bible Assembly is pleased to welcome you this morning to our teaching series called Searching the Scriptures. It is our prayer that many will tune in to hear this teaching from God's Word, and the Lord will open many hearts to an understanding of His Word and to His wonderful salvation. If you are enjoying and benefiting from this program, then please inform your family and friends to also listen in each week to this broadcast. At the end of the program, I will provide phone numbers for you to contact us so that you may comment or ask questions about what you have heard or if you would like some more information about our church. Now let us begin today's broadcast with some music that will help prepare our hearts for hearing God's Word. If you have a Bible handy, you may want to open and follow along with today's scripture reading. We will be reading from
Romans chapter 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned, for until the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation, but the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell, the guilty pen bowed down with care. God gave His Son to win. His erring child He reconciled and pardoned from His sin.
Lesson number 122, The Blessings of Justification. In our last lesson, we heard Paul argue the case for justification by faith using Abraham as an example. He was, for the most part, trying to convince Jews that salvation was not just for those who were related to Abraham or followed the Jewish law, but for all those who follow the faith of Abraham. Today we shall move on to see the blessings that justification brings to those who believe in Jesus as their Savior. When someone has placed their trust in Jesus as their personal Savior, they acquire peace with God. Our sin made us enemies of God and subject to His wrath and judgment. When Jesus went to the cross, He took the wrath and judgment for us. Through Jesus' suffering on the cross, we can accept Christ and find perfect peace with God, for His wrath has been turned away from us. What a wonderful blessing it is to have peace with God. This should be seen in the life of the believer by his joyful and grateful spirit. Also, believers have access into God's grace. When a person accepts Jesus, he moves through a doorway, as it were, into a new realm, where God's favor is showered upon him. It is by God's grace we are saved from judgment, and also God's grace that fills us with the Holy Spirit, equips us for spiritual service, and gives us eyes to see and hearts to understand the great things which God has done, is doing, and will ultimately do. We are highly favored by God when we are in Christ, and God bestows on us every blessing in heavenly places. A believer is also brought into a glorious hope. When faith opens the believer's eyes to God's future glory, he will understand that Christ will come for His church and catch us away to heaven to live with Him forever and enjoy His glory. We shall forever enjoy a relationship with the One who is complete in His knowledge and power and perfect in His love and righteousness. There could be no better place and no better company than that which is promised to the believer in Jesus Christ. Paul further says that tribulations are a blessing also from God, for which we may rejoice. This might not at first seem a blessing, for who wants to face problems and difficulties? However, God uses trials in our life to help us grow stronger in our determination, character, and hope. As we mature in Christ through the challenges we face, our hope grows even brighter as the Holy Spirit fills our hearts with God's love. The great blessing of knowing God through Jesus Christ is to explore the riches and expanse of God's love towards sinners. This makes us into humble and grateful worshipers who love God and delight to serve Him. This brings pleasure to the heart of God as His purpose for making man is realized when men witness His love and are transformed by that love to reflect God's image in us for others to see. Paul now takes a moment to reflect on the magnitude of God's love and its power to save us from judgment. He says that Christ died for the ungodly, and while some men might dare to die for a good man, God shows us His love by allowing Christ to die for sinners. We have no claim on God's love. Our sin called for His judgment and wrath, but instead, God's love won the day, and we were spared by Jesus who gave His life for His enemies. Imagine men on the battlefield and the army commander taking a bullet willingly to spare the life of one of the enemy soldiers. This would be extraordinary, leaving us to wonder why a man would give up his own life for his enemy. But this is what Jesus did for you and I, because He did not want us to face God's eternal wrath. You should take a moment today to thank Him for His wonderful mercy to your soul. Now Paul helps us to understand the imputation of justice and judgment. To do this, he will use two figureheads, Adam, the first man, and Jesus Christ, the second man. Each is a representative for mankind, so that their influences are passed on to everyone who was under their headship. Adam was the first man whom God designated to rule over creation. But when he sinned against God, he lost fellowship with God, and judgment came upon him, so that he was subject to death, and eventually he died. Adam's sin has been inherited to all of mankind, so that we also are subject to death, because through Adam we have all become sinners, born with a sin nature, and are condemned. However, God sent a second man to rule over all of creation, Jesus Christ. And Jesus not only was righteous, but he died to pay the penalty for man's sin. God, being so pleased with the righteous act of sacrifice by Jesus, took all the judgment belonging to sinful men and transferred it onto Jesus, and took all the righteousness of Christ and transferred it onto those who believe in Jesus. Though sin caused death to reign through the human race, the grace of God through Jesus Christ spreads God's gift of eternal life to a much greater extent to those who believe. The gift of God's salvation measures much greater in its scope than the judgment of God upon sinners. Though sin has abounded in this world, God, through Jesus Christ, has caused grace to abound even more, so that men will not be condemned, but can be forgiven and receive eternal life. Your debt of sin is far greater than you could ever pay, even if you owned all the gold in this world. By Jesus' death for you, he has supplied enough grace to pay for all your sins, past, present, and future, and also for the sins of the whole world. God's grace is infinitely greater than the sins we have committed. I hope you appreciate the greatness of God's grace and will confess your sins to Jesus, knowing he is ready to pardon you and give you eternal life. Why not pray to him right now to receive his forgiveness and the gift of life? But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8.
Could we with the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every star on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky.
And now for today's Bible question. In today's lesson, we learned about the blessings that come upon a believer when he is justified by faith in Jesus Christ. These blessings include peace with God, the overflowing grace of God, spiritual growth through trials, a glorious hope in heaven, and God's love perfecting us and transforming us into God's image. Someone might ask the question, if I do not feel God's blessings in my life, can I be sure I am God's child? As we review God's blessing that comes to all who are justified by faith in Jesus Christ, we might assume that we should have some tremendous sense of these blessings, which confirms to us our salvation. However, for some Christians, they do not immediately feel the sense of these blessings in their life. This is not because they do not have the blessings, but they have not learned how to apprehend these blessings. The blessings that are enjoyed by the believer in Christ are not readily seen, except for the effects they have in the Christian life. For instance, having peace with God is a stated fact for those who have trusted in Jesus as their Savior. but they might still feel some sense of guilt because of their sin, and even feel that God is angry with them and will judge them due to their sin. This is not because he does not actually possess peace with God, but he has not yet apprehended this peace by faith. It might feel like we are still alienated from God because of our own conscience, because our own conscience tells us we are guilty sinners. But the Bible tells us we are freely pardoned and our sins will not be held against us, because Christ has paid for our sins on the cross. This must be believed and accepted as true, based on what God has said and not how I feel. The same can be said of the blessing of knowing God's grace. Oftentimes in life, I do not seem to be basking in the grace of God, perhaps because I have interpreted that to mean lots of physical blessings in life, such as physical health or more money in the bank, a good job, good education, and a happy family life. As a person matures in their relationship to Jesus Christ, they come to recognize that our present conditions in life are not necessarily a direct expression of the grace of God abounding to us. God's grace is known in salvation, in the gift of the Holy Spirit living within us, and in the love and hope that fills the believer's heart. This is a grace that can be entirely independent of outward circumstances, a man suffering torture in a prison cell, or a king feasting at a banquet, may all experience this grace from God, for it is a spiritual blessing and not a physical blessing. There are times when God's grace may indeed affect our outward circumstances, but we must not make our outward circumstances the evidence of whether God's blessing is upon us. The man who wrote these words to the Romans was himself mistreated, imprisoned, and beaten for his faith in Christ, and yet he knew the blessing of God's grace in great abundance. Again, this is something we appreciate and grasp through an exercise of faith in what God reveals in his word, and not on my feelings or outward experience. The hope of the believer is a blessing which all believers should have some understanding of. Every Christian should know that God has forgiven their sins and that they possess eternal life and will be with Christ forever. It is also plain that Christ will come again to receive the church into heaven. The believer's hope should not be absent or his salvation would be brought into question. But sometimes when faith is weak, the believer may not have a perfect confidence in himself or his salvation. The believer is not to rest upon his own feelings, but upon the revelation of Scripture for his confidence. After all, it is not the believer who saves himself, but it is God who does the saving, and he who created the world and raises the dead is certainly able to perform his promise to bring us safely into heaven. The trials of life happen to all alike, whether Christian or not. So how would the Christian know that his suffering was actually God's blessing to produce character and spiritual maturity? I suppose any of us could question if the trial we are facing is God-approved or just the result of chance and circumstance. But if we can see the resultant spiritual fruit of growth in character and maturity, then it is not difficult to deduce these have been the instruments that God is using for our spiritual good. The Spirit of God living within us will teach us how we ought to respond in trials and strengthen us through trials, and in the end we shall see that it was God working all the while to accomplish his purposes in our lives. This again could be easily dismissed by the skeptic, but the Christian by faith understands that God orders our circumstance for our spiritual benefit. God always does what is best for his children, whether by trial or by kind favor. Lastly, God's love is ever growing within the believer, or it should be. When a believer finds it difficult to love others, then it indicates they have not been regenerated by the Spirit. But when God's love is working inside the believer, he will ever be growing in the outward expression of that love by giving, serving, and suffering. Let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before Him. 1 John chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. Just before we conclude today's broadcast, we want our listeners to be aware of our Emmaus Bible courses that we are making available. These courses are from Emmaus Bible College in the USA. There are 12 courses in the first series and also 12 in the second series. These courses begin with the basic teachings of Christianity and move on to more advanced doctrinal studies in subjects such as biblical marriage, the New Testament Church, and Evangelism. If you should be interested in becoming a student of these courses, or feel that you could use these materials to help others grow in their Christian walk, then please feel free to contact us and we will provide the information needed to get you started. You may phone Shadrach in Kumasi at 024-442-1948. Or, if you have access to the Internet, please visit our website at www.BibleAssemblyChurch.com, where you will find details about the Emmaus courses and a student registration form that you can download and use to register as an Emmaus student.
Jesus saw me with a stranger, wandering from the home of God.
If you want to become a true born-again Christian, here is what you must do. 1. Admit that you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Realize that God hates your sin and must judge it. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death," and this means eternal separation from God. 3. Realize that God loves you and does not want you to perish. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." 4. Realize that Jesus paid your debt of sin for you. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit." 5. Accept God's free gift of eternal life by faith. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name." And also in Romans chapter 10 verse 9 it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And number 6, also be assured that your salvation is through Christ alone and not your works. Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9 say, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." If you would like to receive God's free gift of eternal life right now, you may by a simple prayer made to God in faith. You could pray like this: "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and that I deserve God's judgment. I do not want to have to face that judgment, but I want to be saved and go to heaven. So please forgive me of my sins and come into my life now to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for dying for my sins, and I thank you for the free gift of eternal life. If you have prayed this and believe with all your heart in Jesus as your Savior, then the Word of God assures you that you have been saved. It is not based on how you feel, but on your trust in the Lord Jesus. Thank you for listening to today's lesson. If you have any questions or comments for us, or you would like more information about God's way of salvation, or about our church, then please contact us. You may call Daniel at 024-325-1081, or if you prefer to speak Chi, then you may call Shadrach at 024-442-1948. Again, those numbers are Daniel at 024-325-1081, or for Chi, call Shadrach at 024-442-1948. The Believer's Bible Assembly is a non-denominational church believing and practicing the teachings of the New Testament. Please tune in to this broadcast each Sunday morning at this time. Until next time, may the Lord bless you.
You die.